The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.
Open this door here. What do you mean, locking me out of my own?
You keep your voice down. What in the world do people think?
What do I care what people think? Besides, there isn't another living soul for 2 miles in any direction. That's why you all wanted to move out here. That's why I have to dig this confounded hole in the ground for a septic tank. Because there aren't any sewers out in this godforsaken wilderness. Oh, if it wasn't for you,
if it wasn't for me, you'd be in jail. That's where you'd be, and you know it.
Well, you have to bring that up, don't you?
Well, it seems that you sometimes forget. Now, are you through digging for the night?
You know, Carolina, you act as if I enjoyed sweating my tail off down in that 6-foot hole in the ground. The only reason I'm trying to get it finished is because this antique house you wanted so bad didn't have any inside plumbing. So we have to have a septic tank, and I have to plumb the whole doggone house.
Well, you were a plumber. And it's easier for you than it would be for the next man.
Yeah, but the whole thing would be easier if we just stayed in the city and lived in our apartment.
Where you could continue your life as a burglar?
Well, a beat's worse than sod.
Which is what you'd be doing in the county jail farm.
So? That makes it about even, don't it?
Harold, you know good and well that I paid for this old place with my own money to get you out in the country, away from temptation, to start a new life.
Yeah, a life of misery so far.
How much further do you have to go?
Huh?
Before the hole is deep enough to bury the septic tank.
You kidding me? I'm only 6 feet down. That tank will have to set 9 feet under. Anyway, I'm bushed and it's getting cold out here.
Well, then, come in like I asked you to.
Drat the old mausoleum. When I think I could be sitting back in the apartment, plenty of steam heat, a super to take care of the plumbing if it goes wrong.
But you're a plumber by profession.
I'm a burglar by profession. I only got into the plumbing racket because it gets me into a lot of houses. I hate plumbing. So what do? You threaten to turn me in if I don't marry you and move out to this crummy old relic.
Well, after all, you did burglarize my house. And my brother is a police officer.
And y'all are a blackmailer.
Call it that if you like. You came to my apartment to fix the plumbing one day. And that night you came back to steal me blind. Only I caught you at it. So we made a little deal?
I know.
You were a criminal, but you were attractive and single. And I was unlucky in love, so.
So we made a deal. Why remind me of it?
Because, Harold, dear, I want you to remember that if you don't treat me right, I can still turn you over to my brother.
Oh, you're a real sweetheart, Carolina.
Look, it's past 11, and I want to get to bed. Now, you try and get that septic tank hooked up by tomorrow, Harold. It's getting awfully inconvenient to use the outhouse.
Well, now that you've had a good chance to meet Harold and his recent bride, Carolina, what do you think of them? Not your ideally matched couple, to be sure, but they do have something in common. They need each other. Carolina had some money, a nice job, a good apartment, but no boyfriends. Harold was good-looking, a fair plumber, but a clumsy burglar. Harold needs Carolina to keep him out of jail, and Carolina needs Harold, well, for all the usual reasons. But can a marriage based on these practical considerations ever succeed? No, because there is one important ingredient missing in this marriage, and of course that's love. In just a moment, we'll return to our story and see what happens when this marriage of convenience reaches a sudden crisis in a tale of suspense we call The Haunted Plumbing of Harold Poole.
morning, Harold. Oh, just look at that sunrise.
Will you stop pulling the covers off me? I'm freezing to death. And close that window.
You know, I think it rained during the night. Everything.
Rained? Oh, no. That pit'll be full of water.
Well, it's past 6 a.m., Harold. You better get to it. Now? Oh, you must be almost done.
Yeah. About another hour to go.
Well, then I'll call my brother to get him to come out and help you put the tank in the hole.
Yeah. I'll be ready in about an hour.
Harold?
Yeah?
I talked to my brother, and he says he's tied up for a while, and he may not be out here until sometime this afternoon or evening.
Okay, but me. I can wait. Stand out of the way, will you? I'm coming up. Whew.
Are you done down there?
Yeah.
Is it deep enough?
It ought to be.
And you'll have it hooked up by tonight.
You kidding? Once the tank's in a hole, I got to connect with a soil pipe and cover it up. Lay the drain field and...
Don't know anything about all those plumber's terms. Now, just tell me, will I be able to...
No.
Oh, but you promised.
I didn't promise anything. Now, lay off.
I don't like the tone of voice you've been using with me, Harold Poole.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what you can do about it.
Yes. Yes, you bet I know what I can do about it. You know, Harold, frankly, as a husband... You've turned out to be a big disappointment.
That's so.
You certainly don't provide much income.
Nobody out in this forgotten land needs plumbing. But this is where you wanted to live.
You may be good-looking, but... you haven't been showing much interest in me.
And I wonder why. Have you forgotten? The only reason I married you was to keep you from going to the police.
Yes, that was our agreement.
What do you mean, was?
Well... Now that the honeymoon is over, as they say...
Listen, Carolina, we had a deal.
I know.
I married you, we moved out of town, I plumbed this old farmhouse, and you were going to forget that you knew about my burglar.
But as I said, Harold, we're really not compatible, are we? And I do know what I can do about it.
Oh, no.
I've never thrown away the little kitted burglar tools I made you give up to me. Or the, Polaroid picture I took of you trying to ransack my apartment.
You kept those?
As a little insurance, sweetie.
That's a pretty rotten trick, Carolina. You know that?
Oh, wait till I show them to my brother Yancey. He never did care too much for you anyway.
Oh, hey, Carolina.
You know, I must have been desperate making that deal with you. Just look at you standing there, mud up to your knees. I could have done a lot better than a plumber.
You shouldn't talk that way, Carolina.
Will you keep away from me? You'll get mud on me.
You can't do this to me, Carolina.
Get your hands off me. Harold! Harold!
Hi, Carolina. It's me, Yancey.
Out back, Yancey.
Oh, evening, Harold. Carolina in the house?
No, she took the car and drove into town to get something for dinner. Say, now you mention it, she ought to be back by now. What time's it getting to be?
Almost 7.
Well, she ought to be back any minute. Hope you can stay for dinner. Carolina's counting on her.
Well, seeing as I drove all the way out from town,
I knew we could count on you. Oh, this is the septic tank.
Yeah, I see. Big cement job.
And that's the hole she goes into.
Well, dig it all by yourself?
Yep.
Some project. Well, how do we get the tank into the hole?
Well, I rigged this block and tackle. I think the two of us can manage it. We swing it over the hole and drop it down in on the ropes.
Then the pipe from the house goes into this hole in the tank.
That's right.
But what's this big manhole on top of the tank?
To clean it out.
Oh, yeah, sure. How's come you got the manhole cover on it already?
Well, that's the way you do it.
Seems funny to me. Be a lot lighter if we lowered the tank into the hole and then put the cover on the manhole.
Well, it's easy to see you're no plumber yet.
No, I am just a cop. But let's get started on this thing before it gets pitch dark.
That 9 o'clock? Afraid it is. More coffee, Auntie?
No, I can't even drink this cup. You make terrible coffee, Poole.
I'm sorry. Gee, I wonder when Carolina's coming back.
There wouldn't be something you haven't told me, would there?
Well, how do you mean?
Something wrong betwixt you two.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Just a hunch.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Uh-huh.
We had a fight this afternoon just after she called you.
Poole, if you ever lay a hand on my little sister, you're going to be in a world of trouble.
Hey, it wasn't like that, Yancey. We argued and she got sore at me and left.
What was the argument about?
Well, it's kind of personal.
I'm her brother, Poole. I am also a cop.
Well, it's embarrassing. But, well, you might as well know. Carolina has found herself another...
I don't believe it.
I know, neither did I. But she told me she was tired of being married to a plumber, and I guess life hasn't been very exciting.
You've only been married 3 months, for Pete's sake. And now you're telling me she's run off with some other guy?
Makes me look like some kind of a sucker, don't it?
Who is the guy?
I don't know his name. She wouldn't tell me. Said she was afraid I'd do something to him.
How?
All I know is he sells used cars.
Where?
I don't know. Someplace in Nashville.
Nashville? There's got to be 1,000 car lots in Nashville.
Yep. I guess we got to face it, Yancey. We may never see Carolina again.
Mrs. Carolina Poole is definitely not living at home anymore. Which is not to say that she left home, but she certainly isn't living there anymore. Undeterred by this development, Harold Poole busily finishes up his major plumbing job, seals the septic tank, attaches the drain field, and then goes into the old farmhouse to check his handiwork.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Just the way Carolina wanted it. Too bad she's not around to enjoy it.
Harold.
What's that?
But I am around to enjoy
it. I've checked every inch of this job. It's as sound as a dollar. Oh, it must have been my imagination. But I swear I heard a voice. I'll try it again.
Harold, are you doing that just to aggravate me? Are you stupid? Do you hear me?
No, no, it's impossible. That bathroom is haunted. But it can't be. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, steady down, old man. Have yourself a drink. Get a hold of yourself. Yeah, I'll have me a drink. Oh, where's that bourbon? I'll just put a little water in it.
Oh, are you trying to run away from me?
No! Oh, that voice. It's coming from the drain. From the drain in the sink. Carolina, is that you?
Well, certainly that's me.
Well, what are you doing down the drain?
Oh, you ought to know that better than anyone.
Oh, I'm cracking up. The toilet, the kitchen sink, the bathtub. I'll try the bathtub. Carolina, I'm in the bathtub. Can you hear me?
Well, of course I can hear you.
But that can't be. Oh, my gosh, someone's at the door.
Hi, Harold.
Yancey.
Drove on out to see if you heard anything from Carolina.
Heard anything from... Oh, no, not a word, Yance.
Mind if I come on in?
No, not at all.
I've got the department checking every used car lot in Nashville. And I don't suppose you remembered to call missing person.
Oh, gosh, Yance. In all the excitement, I just...
No, I figured you didn't. So, I did. They'll find her, Poole. Just rest easy. They'll find her. Say, let me have a glass of water.
Water?
If you don't mind.
How about a nice cup of coffee?
Oh, I have tasted your coffee. No, water's all I want. Never mind, I'll get it myself.
No, don't turn on the faucet.
What's the matter?
The water shut off. Yeah, I had to shut it off at the main. A little plumbing work.
Oh, okay. I'll just have some pop then.
Oh, sure. Whatever you like, Aunt.
By the way, Boo, what clothes did she take with
her? Clothes?
So we'll know what she might be wearing.
Oh, gosh, I really hadn't noticed. I'll check on that right away and let you know.
Oh, do that. Did you get your plumbing working? Toilet flush okay?
Oh, it works like a charm, Yance. Like a charm.
I don't suppose that I could...
No water pressure, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, okay, I'll be on my way, Pooh. But remember, if you hear anything from Carolina, I want to know about it.
Right? Oh, right, Yance.
Thanks for the pop.
Oh, he knows. Oh, I got to get out of here. Take the car and get back to town. Oh, no. It's coming from the kitchen sink again. What is it? What do you want?
You'll never get away with it, you know. Yancey will find out what you did to me.
No, he won't. No, he won't. I'll take care of you once and for all. I'm looking for something I'll take care of you once and for all. Where is it? Oh, here it is. You know what I have in my hand, Carolina? It's a big, fresh can of Drain Unplugger, and it contains caustic lye. Nothing can survive a shot of this.
Oh, Harold, you're so stupid.
Stupid, Emma? We'll just get a load of this. There. Now go clear your throat.
You're never going to learn, are you, Harold? You can't hurt me anymore.
You can't live through that. I poured enough of that lye into the drain and melt 50 feet of pipe.
You can't hurt me, Harold. But I can hurt you.
Here's a place. Rooms to rent. This'll do. Any place will do. Come on, somebody. Answer the door.
Well, howdy.
Hello. You have a room to rent?
Sure do.
Can I see it?
Right this way. Nice sunny room on the west side of the building. You're too hot for you. Got Venetian blinds. They don't use Venetian blinds too much anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Here we go. Nice airy room. Good bed. Lots of closets.
Yeah, space. Fine. I'll take it.
Well, I didn't show you the bathroom right down
there.
No,
that's fine. How much for a week?
Better have a look at the bathroom first. There you go. Not the latest style, but she works.
Yeah, that's great. Those old standards were noisy but strong.
Huh? You talking about the commode?
Yeah, I'm a plumber. I was just saying that this particular model was a noisy one, but very durable.
Say, this is lucky. I've been going to call a plumber. This old John's been acting up lately.
Well, I'll have a look at it when I can.
Some of the time works fine, other times, I don't know. And then just today, well, let me show you.
No, really, I don't...
Well, it seems to work perfectly now.
Probably something in the water cabinet. I'll look at it tonight.
All right. Hope you do enjoy yourself while you're here.
Oh, man. Well, guess I'll just wash up. Oh, boy. There's nothing like a nice, free-flowing drain.
Busy. Be out in a minute.
Wow. Oh, feels good.
Harold.
Pooh, this is Yancey. I want to talk to you.
No. What's happening to me?
Pooh, you got someone in there with you?
No. I...
Harold.
No. You can't be in this drain. You can't.
Oh, I like this one so much better. It's ever so much nicer in the city than out in that old septic tank.
You know, I have the distinct impression that wherever Harold Poole may go in this life, when nature calls, or it's necessary to wash dishes, take a shower or a bath, he'll be reminded of Carolina. I'll be back in just a minute with a scene or two from next week's Crisis. The Haunted Plumbing of Harold Poole featured John Amendola, Pat French, and Stephen Hilliard, and was written and directed by yours truly, Jim French. Join us next Thursday at this same time, won't you, for Crisis.